Hello you. How are you doing?
Thanks for coming.
Welcome to Elevation. I know it might feel a bit weird to be up here wearing headphones in the middle of nowhere. Trust me though, you look great. If at any point you think there's an issue, then one of our lovely guides will be here to help you. Let's see a little wave from our guide. Before we begin, I'd like to make sure you're all comfortable hearing me in your ears. It might feel a little strange at first, and that's okay. Make sure your headphones are on the right way round and not covering your eyes. You should be able to hear me in your left ear, and now your right. If you can hear both, then give us a thumbs up. There we go. So now, let's begin. So welcome. It's been a while. This might be a welcome back or your first time, but I hope you feel at home here with me. We're going to go on a little walk together. It's not too long, don't worry. We are not going to make you hike up any hills, although that would be fun for me to watch. And we are not going to rush. This is a time to take things slow, to amble along, to meander, to take in what you see and hear and smell and take note of how you feel. There are no winners or losers. This is a place to just be. So, in order to keep pace, we want you all to make sure that no one, under any circumstances, steps in front of our lovely volunteer up front. If you do this, a small hatch will open in the earth and swallow you whole. Thus, you'll spend the duration of this show underground, waiting to be unearthed at the end into the daylight, where we will recollect your headphones. Sorry, I don't make the rules. I'd like you to think about what you were doing before you came here today down there. Where have you come from? What have you brought with you? What have you left behind?
At the lights, turn right.
And now you've arrived here in this moment, elevated high above where you came from, all together, listening to me. Look at you. Oh, but sorry, who am I hear you think? Yes, I can hear your thoughts. Did you think this was a one-way thing? I am Blackstone Edge. Yeah, I can talk. Over the hundreds of millions of years I have stood here watching you, I've picked up a thing or two. You see, I am a gentle giant resting in the undergrowth.
Resting in the undergrowth?
I am the acres of earth landscaping across this sacred domain.
A great patchwork of skin on my ancient ligaments.
The rain and sun transform my texture pigments.
Sometimes.
You may hear my voice change and shimmer. Like a little murmuration of voices overlapping. I guess that's because I contain multitudes. Although I have stood here for so long, unmoving, a constant.
I can't
be pinned down to just one identity. I am the sum total of all the people who have come here, who have walked along with me. A shape-shifting mountain who sounds like a middle-aged woman. Who'd have thought it? Now, if you look to your left, in the space between the pylon and the White House pub, on the horizon, along the ridge,
You might see Jules. Jules is one of my mates. He can usually be seen charging all over the moorland at all times of the day. He might be too far away to spot, but let's have a chat with him anyway. I want you to imagine now that Jules is walking next to you. Hey, Jules.
Hey, welcome to my world. This is where I like to be most of my time. Days off, on top of the Pennines, and it's perfect. My name's Jules Tomlinson. I'm 56 years of age. I live in Littleborough. I have a passion for the Pennines.
And why don't you tell them a bit about why I can't get rid of you, Jules?
It's always been a massive passion, and it's great to have this on my doorstep. You've got to bring waterproofs with you and be prepared. And I think it's part of walking. Be prepared. So, you know, have your sarnies, have your water, and have your waterproofs, which everyone should carry. Is it waterproof? I mean, it's a bit interesting, really, with the moors, because it is quite bleak in some ways, and it looks quite featureless, but it's not. There's lots of wonderful, interesting, weird things to see, and also the weather sort of stipulates how it's going to be at the same time, so if it is really sunny and stuff, then you're in September, it's just full of purple with all the ferns coming out. It's just beautiful, you know. It's worth seeing. It's a beautiful environment. A bit bleak in some ways, but I think that's the fascination of it all at the same time. I think it makes it really, really interesting to see, and the expanse as well. So it just goes on for miles and miles and miles. I think come up, be prepared, get a good pair of boots on, certainly not wear sandals, and just enjoy. I think. Bring some sarnies.
And why don't you tell them where we are, Jules?
We're on the old pack horse route. This one, imagine, would have carried on to Blackstone Edge Old Road, which is now used as a road. This would have been part of it. And imagine, there's masses and masses of quarries around, all the stone quarries that were used for building the reservoirs that are all around. So there's Whitehorn Reservoir nearby, and there's Warland Reservoir nearby, and of course Blackstone Edge Reservoir. So it's feeding all the water for Rochdale. They were in need of all the pack horses to feed all the amount of quarrying that was done and all the stone that was used to build these reservoirs. And of course these reses feed all the area around Rochdale, you know, so they are very important.
Jules sometimes feels like he's the only person in the world up here. Me and him, alone, together. Out here, he feels completely free. I would know. I can hear it in his heartbeat. He probably feels like the only man on earth to have ever stood here. But over the years, decades, centuries, I have watched many versions of you make pilgrimage crisscrossing over me. For now, we'll let Jules continue on his own. He likes his own company. I don't blame him. We all need a bit of a long time. I have enjoyed watching you in all your iterations, all your phases. I remember there was a time when your kind used to walk barefoot, connected to your roots, long grass roofs. Now, I'm really showing my age. You'd gather around fires and live with me, in harmony. Hold your offspring close, wrapped in blankets, weaved from the debris. Now, along this well-trodden path, it's hard to find a section of my vast landscape untouched by man. I remember when I started to hear the engines, the heavy machinery. The days used to end and begin with the rise and fall of the sun, the steady rotation of shadows across the grass. But then I could hear the sound of your industry charge on incessantly, all throughout the night. I wanted to tell you to slow down, but why would you listen to little old me?
Long, 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 long,
If you listen closely, you will be able to hear the noise of all the people who walked this land.
It travels in the particles, in the airwaves.
Particles.
A kind of
universal energy.
Universal energy. In the wind and the rain. Let's stop here for a second. Take a moment. Are you still with me? How are we all doing? No one has cruckled, have they? I know I might sound a little bit mad talking about past lives and universal energy. Like some crazy great-great-auntie who's had one too many sherries. But trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Now, I'd like you to turn to your right and look over the wall. I'd like you to look out at the pylons. After you erected the mills, shipyards and factories, then came electricity. The pylons arrived, like an alien invasion, extraterrestrial energy plunging into the earth. I couldn't hide from it. They are a bit of an eyesore, aren't they? But one good thing is, through the frequency, I can hear your conversations permeating through the pylons. The static carries your voices. Oh, yes. Your pylons thread their way across me, connecting you through errant frequencies to faraway lands. Did you assume that those were private conversations? Oh, dear, trust me. I hear those whispered, fractious words as you speak across continents. Yeah, I am a bit of a nosy bugger. But honestly, love, I've not got much else to keep me amused. Give a girl a break. Now, I want you to start at the furthest pylon out to your left, where our lovely volunteer is pointing. As your eyes pass over them slowly, and you make your way round, follow their hand. That's it. There we go. You will hear them come alive. Listen as your mind activates them, creating a feedback loop of frequency. Listen.
It sounds a bit more chaotic. Because everyone's going by, trying to get
what made you come to this point?
If you're always busy, you always have to do something.
Hey, Sarah. Who's come here? We go.
Do you see that bridge in the distance? Let's walk towards there. Me and the weather are good mates, but I know my weather friend can make it difficult for you to want to leave the safety of your homes. She doesn't make it easy. Why come trundling up here when you could be in your cosies watching Netflix? It does sound tempting, but give your head a wobble. Netflix will be there when you get back. I promise. I tried to reason with the weather, to tell her to go easy on you, to let you have some peace from the constant shifts, the seasonal rifts, drizzling the wet, windy relentlessness onto you. She knows you have your own battles against the busy messiness, but she, my weather friend, says, they'll manage. They are made from sturdy stuff, and I have to agree.
I was going through a few challenges in life, and something that helped me get through them challenges was spending time in the outdoors.
The water from the clouds trickles its way through passageways and provides nutrients to me. The seasons glide over me like light from a dimmer switch, and after the long, solitary winter months where I am cloaked in a cover of near-constant dark and frost, and my reservoir is encased with a barrier of ice, it's nice to have a break.
Especially when I'm walking along the more rugged terrain and steep hills and mountain paths or even the hill paths. It is a challenge because it's exercise and you're going uphill or downhill.
Trust me, love, I know you have it rough. Yeah, sometimes the rain can be pretty bleak, the constant drizzle dousing your days in the drudge of the working week.
It is challenging and sometimes, you know, you get tired and you think, the weather's awful, can I really carry on?
I know sometimes you wish you lived in the Costa del Sol, feeling the sand on your feet at the beach. But here, you get all the weather in one day. What a treat! What a gift to see a thriving ecosystem of rain and wind and snow and sleet.
Do you know nature is a natural antidepressant? It helps with many mental health illnesses. My mum's a mental health nurse, so I know quite a bit about mental health as well.
Time is a creation of yours, not mine. The minutes, the hours, the daily planner. To me, the shifts and changes in weather create balance, endless repeating cycles. No forward, nor backward. Just trips around the sun. In the summer months, watching on as the slow fade of the colossal warmth disappearing behind the horizon, creating a golden hour liquid glow.
Some of the women, I mean, I've become friends with, and you know, they talk on these walks, they talk about their life and experiences. I think about the people who have walked in on that path before me and people who will walk in future on the same path.
I'd like us to walk over to that stone viewpoint. Come on, you lot. Let's come over here and have a look. Now, as we stand together looking out to the reservoir, we're going to have a little natter with Amber. Amber is another one of my friends. She started visiting me with her kids as a way to get out of the house. We met at a time when she needed it most.
Hello, how are you? I'm Amber. Thank you for coming on this journey with me today. This place brings me peace. That's why it's special. It brings me warmth and peace. And when I'm on my own and I'm walking, I feel like I'm free and that nobody's wanting my attention or nobody's just dragging me down. So I feel at peace and it is a place of heaven for me. Sometimes I will come and find solitude. It's a place where I have come for many years now. I came with my children, and I still sometimes come with my children, and it means, so skoon, should I tell you what skoon means? Skoon in Potawatomi means solitude, and it means peace, and it means relief. There's lots of meanings to it, but skoon is at peace in Potawatomi.
Amber, can you describe what you think when you're up here and you look back towards where you came from?
I see on the horizon, about far away, I see that sometimes that I've left my troubles there in Rochdale. They're not my troubles now, but they were then. And I've left them there to rest and lay. And they don't bother me anymore. And then when I come up here, I look out and say, well, you did well, didn't you, Amber? You did all right there. And so did your children. We did all right.
You certainly did.
I'm no longer how I felt then, shackled. Just shackled. Do you want to sit with me, Black Swan Edge? Can I have my sandwich next to you?
Of course, Amber. I'm right here with you.
Yeah, I'll have my sandwich next to you. And I'll sit with you. And I'll tell you my troubles. I'll even tell you all the good things that's happened recently. Because there's so much good that's happened, Black Swan Edge. Yeah? I've done it quite well, you know. Do you think I've done well?
So well, Amber. I can tell in your tone of voice and your heartbeat, when you first arrived, you were so tense and caught up with everything.
Yeah, done all right. Because before winter, I was a bit down, wasn't I? And I came and told you that. And you said to me, what did you say? You said, Amber, you'll be all right. Amber, your kids will be all right as well. And guess what? We were all right. And sometimes we have a storm, but it's not a big storm like it used to be a big storm. But we get over it, don't we? Because freedom is magic, isn't it? When you have your own choices. When you're able to do what you want.
Just like I shift in the seasonal divide and the change in the tides, so do you. Your lives are always in motion, always in flux. And you've been very brave. You've had lots of courage to come looking for me.
For me, Black Swan Edge is a person, but it's a person from another world. It's like a giant that lays to rest during winter.
I am a bit of a giant, me. A gentle giant, though. Don't worry. Although, if I see any of you littering on me, I will turn into a real monster. You don't want to know what I'll do if I see any of you leaving Twix wrappers or leftover barbecues on my moors. Let me tell you, you don't want to see my bad side.
Sorry to drag you away from the water, but I'd like you to again follow our lovely volunteer. Remember, it's not a race. There's no Blue Peter badges. And let's walk past the bridge and start to walk around this crescent together.
You may have been too busy marvelling at my natural rural beauty to notice the man-made structures down there. But if you look closely, you might see my younger sisters. Well, not really biologically, but they feel like mine. Can you see them? I watched them grow in the 60s, ascend slowly into aspirational new builds. At the time, they were pioneering architectural feats. Seven of them, all containing individual stories. Twinkly boxes. The College Bank estate to some, but Seven Sisters is their name. Individually ordained. Mitchell Hay, Dunkirk Rise, Tentercroft, Towmill Brow, Underwood, 14th floor. Mardyke, and Town Hall House. Look at them. The tall flats, like cardboard boxes with little cutouts, each containing stories, holding the miniature people inside. They divide opinion, our sisters do, standing tall and proud, giving me a run for my money, puncturing the skyline. Not everyone thinks they're as beautiful as I do. But let's have a look into Underwood, down at Seven Sisters. If you look closely at the block of flats and try to focus your eyes on the third building from the left, you will see someone looking back. Look closer, in one of the windows. We can see my friend Sarah waving at us.
you, Sarah. Long time no speak.
Ah, Blackstone Edge, can you see me waving? Hey! Is it chilly up, though?
I can just about make you out, Sarah, love. Although my eyesight's not what it used to be. Although we can hear you loud and clear, can't we, folks?
I'm Sarah Brandon. I'm 43. I was born and bred in Rochdale. I'm the only person that lives on this landing. Everybody's all moved out, so it's dead eerie. You don't bump into no one. You don't see anybody in the lifts. So I just feel when I go out, I can go out and I can see people.
I know the feeling, Sarah. Especially when it's winter and there's hardly anyone up the moors visiting me. Can be lonely.
I like that area over there, because that's up Knoll Hill up there. And with the wind farms too. Just think wind farms are beautiful for some reason. I don't know. Especially when you go up there, they're just so big. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice walk. Nice bit of fresh air. Lovely.
You might see your funny little white figures you've built in the distance, twirling around, waving their robot hands. You can wave back if you like. I learned from Sarah that you built them to harness the wind, to right the wrongs of all the sins of your digging and scorching and burning and building. I hope they help. I watch them endlessly rotate, waving their robot hands. To me, they're as small as handheld fans keeping me cool in the summer months.
It's freezing in these flats. But when the sun's out, this is the best side. This is where the sunshine is. This is where it is most of the day. And then the sun sets around, when the sun sets around 6:30. It's just beautiful here. This is the best bit, sit on my chair and tables. Nice drink. Yeah, it's brilliant, I love it. What's the view like of the Seven Sisters?
Oh, it's lovely, especially today. I'm showing my new friends around. We were saying that some people think Seven Sisters are a bit of an eyesore, but I think they've got a special charm about them.
Oh, yeah. I'd say I was more of a girl who's like the heart of Rochdale. I've always lived in the heart of Rochdale. I'm well known around the town. Yeah, I'd just say it was. I'd say that we all stick together as a town.
Doors closing.
See these chairs right here? They are for you.
Lucky you.
I want this to be a place where you can have a little rest. So come on. Park your bum. Don't be shy. I'd like you to look down there at Rochdale. I see you like toy collectibles crisscrossing your way through your boxed-in flat-pack territories, divided spidery lines marking boundaries and borders, a selection box, little 2D structures. Down there, everything is designed to keep you going. Bright lights, taxi rides, 24-hour food deliveries. Up here, it's just you and me and the breeze. And when night falls and the world is dipped in darkness, no one can hear you. Over there, everything seems to be in fast forward, racing upwards and outwards. We have found ourselves in a face-off, trying to stare each other down. Two titans protective of their inhabitants. You looking for a fight, Manchester? Come on, then. The city turns you into busy creatures. Look at the walls you build around yourselves to feel safe. Look at how it makes you break up your day to give order to eternal complexity? I watch you come up here, fill your life with extremes. Fast, fierce, running, forward, deadlines and desires. Next day delivery, everyday convenience at your service. Uber Eats, smoothie makers and loft conversions. Chips and chutney, cups of chai inside a laboratory of bright white neon light. God, the city keeps you awake at night. The city's perpetual business is nothing more to me than late night TV. Ambient entertainment that I can tune into. But at least I know when to turn it off. I have been here longer. That distant city is an adolescent project. I have been here for almost as long as the Earth itself, and I will remain. So, I win. Sorry, Manchester. There was I calling you lot competitive. I guess I am too. Here, I'd like you to sit for a bit. Take it all in. Lay down your heavy load. Be alone. Together. I want to ask you something. Up here, how do you feel? Do you feel softer, slower, more still? When you escape somewhere inside your head, where do you go? Is it a place where you don't feel so heavy, so alone? Okay, now I want us to try something together. When I count down from three, I want you to take off your headphones. Not now, but soon. When you remove them, take some time to listen to the sounds around you. Tune into the weather, the plants, the birds. Be here with me. Give it a try. 3, 2, 1. Remove your headphones. I know you all feel very comfy and probably want to stay here a while with me and the Skylarks, but I'd like us to lift up our tired bones and walk back the way we came. Let's walk back along the ridge, along my coiling gravel catwalk. Thanks for trusting me.
It's the sense of freedom that I get when I'm outside, and it helps with mental and physical health.
And I suppose it all developed from my mental health, not being in the best of places.
I'd be very upset if I wasn't allowed to sort of come up here. I'd be very upset. It's a big part of my life. This is my idea of perfection, just walking.
There were no loud noises. It was all calm and peaceful. I didn't hear anything loud.
But for me, I got into walking because I thought I need to do something for me, away from everything and everyone.
And I've met people that have done it, and I thought, well, if you can do it, I can do it. There's no reason why I can't do it, except my knees are a bit buggered, my back's a bit buggered, from a nasty fall a few years ago.
When you're busy and you're in a rush, you could lose a bit of focus, you could forget things, but there was nothing to keep you busy, there was nothing to distract you, so you could do everything you needed to do, you could set it in your own time. It's just peaceful in general.
And then there's some cars, but sometimes you forget the cars are there, because are we looking at the clouds or are we looking beyond that? Beyond that, we see something magic, and whatever that magic is to you,
It makes me feel like very soothing and calm because it was having a nice walk.
It's fascinating. And I said, I've never ever got bored of it. I can't see how people can get bored of it. It's just good to be there. And it's nice when on a sunny day when lots of people are up there enjoying it. I think it's great. You know, because it's like, oh, look, there's a paraglider up there. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. Eh? No fear. Isn't it lovely? What a lovely day.
And now you know that I'm here, I hope you find some comfort in knowing you can come back whenever you please. Visit me again. I'd really love that. We can have a catch-up. And when you hear me in the waves, the wind, the breeze, you'll know I'm listening.
I know you yearn for something. I can hear it in your heartbeat. You want to be in a place where you feel free. Running through the long grass. Building worlds inside your mind where muddy shoes and wet skin don't matter. Just being out and endless time.
To a place where no one minds how you look or how much you earn or how good you are at optimising every second of your life.
Up here, I see you in your three-dimensional beauty, in your full humanity, tender and complex and strange. Hurting and humble and going through so much unsettling change.
I try to understand you humans sometimes. Funny creatures. The way you run from yourselves and struggle to ask for help. It's hard to be alone with your thoughts and your brains are going a million miles an hour. I honestly can't keep up. I'm impressed by how hard you try. I can't fault you for trying so hard.
But sometimes you need a space to rest, to release, to just walk with me.
And I know you may not feel ready, not got the right gear, wrong shoes, legs giving out, forgot the sandwiches. But I hope now you can just tune into the sounds, slow down and breathe, look out. Listen and see.